Stories like this are made possible by listeners like you. Become a member now at KUNM.org.
This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. In some parts of Bernalillo County's South Valley, parks sit adjacent to idling trains, schools lie across the street from waste disposal businesses, and entire neighborhoods are bordered by polluting industries. People living there are what's known as environmental justice communities, neighborhoods that bear a disproportionate burden of pollution. Public Health New Mexico's Ed Williams reports on what that's like for residents.
It was a Saturday night in July 2014.
Bernalillo County 911.
There's a junkyard in this area, and there's a big old fire.
A massive fire had broken out at a business called Albuquerque Metals Recycling. The air turned thick with acrid metallic smoke as old cars and scrap metal burned in white and colored flames. Just blocks away, Patty and Enrique Candelaria had put their grandkids to bed and were winding down for the night in their South Valley home when they noticed a strange smell.
You know, they've been in bed for maybe an hour or two.
A couple hours.
And so they're like, what's going on? They were scared, and one of them started crying. And I said, okay, we're going to put you in the car. While I take you outside, just hold your breath till I get you into the car.
They drove to Patty's sister's house and spent the night there. By morning, crews were still trying to put out the fire. It wasn't the first time the Candelaria family has had to leave their home because of a problem at an industrial business nearby. They say the county evacuated their neighborhood a few years earlier because of another fire at the same recycling plant. Just next door is a chemical distributor, and they had to leave their home once because of a leak there. About once a month, they hear something explode at one of the businesses in the industrial zone just beyond their fence line, and almost every day, chemical odors waft into their home from outside.
We always smell strange things, and we're like, I know I smell something weird. Do you smell something weird?
I smell Sometimes I smell like a chlorine smell or like a burning smell.
The Candelarias think those chemical smells are the reason for their health problems. Nobody in this family smokes, but everyone has a respiratory condition. Enrique and Patty both use inhalers. So does her daughter, who lives a few doors down. Even the pets have trouble breathing. This is Foofy, Enrique and Patty's scruffy white terrier.
Is that a breathing problem?
Yeah, it's a breathing problem.
This part of Bernalillo County has some of the highest instances of chronic diseases in New Mexico. Asthma, along with things like diabetes and heart disease, are common maladies for people living near the industrial zone. One study found people living in this area had an average life expectancy of as much as 22 years less than more affluent parts of Albuquerque. Ask an expert why that is, and a big part of it comes down to one word: zoning.
In certain communities, like in Mountain View, San Jose, there are places in which there's multiple exposures to things that we know have negative health consequences.
That's Matt Cross-Guillen with Healthy Places for New Mexico, a health policy advocacy group. He says the county's zoning laws, which designate land next to low-income neighborhoods for industrial use, are one of the factors that have helped create clusters of avoidable illnesses in the South Valley.
Whether it be from chlorine plants, whether it be from waste transfer stations, concrete batch plants, there's multiple sources of negative health influences, and certain communities are overburdened by these. Zoning plays a big issue with this.
Within the South Valley's industrial zone, around 600 pounds of chlorine are released into the air each year. That's more than anywhere else in the state. So are thousands of pounds of gas byproducts like benzene and toluene. There's concrete dust, diesel smoke from trains, and other pollutants that aren't even measured. Those environmental conditions have made South Valley residents regular audience members at zoning meetings like this one, where an out-of-state company was applying to build a fertilizer plant just a few feet from a residential block. Here's Patty Candelaria asking the zoning administrator to deny the permit.
Can we just live there? Can we just be at peace? I'm getting old here. I'm tired of coming to meetings finding that we don't want any chemicals there, you know?
Right, right. Your argument has been made many times before in regards to the proximity of a commercial property or use next to a residential use. However, my hands are tied because it is a commercial zone.
Folks were shocked when the county actually denied that permit for a fertilizer plant, because my hands are tied is where the conversation usually ends. Community advocates and people in the neighborhood say what they're working for is a new conversation, one that puts public health first and industrial development second. But how that would happen and what that would mean is a question that hasn't been answered. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams.
KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation and the Kona Alma Health Foundation. Find out more online at publichealthnm.org.